It was good. You know, I thought we had a good couple of days down in Miami. I think it's a little bigger than a passing camp now. We had a lot of guys from some different positions down there. But we got some good work in on the field, knocked some of the rust off that we needed to before we got started this week. And, you know, I thought guys had a good time. It was good for everybody to come together, kind of connect on where they've been the last couple of weeks and kind of get our minds right to get started on the offseason.
Other than adding some new players this year to that camp, what other changes did you make, or did you kind of keep it the same since the success last year?
Well, I mean, it was similar. Kind of changed some things, some venues, et cetera. But for the most part, it was pretty similar. Just an opportunity. I mean, it's pretty casual. Pretty casual couple of days. Not as probably intense and organized as it is once we get back here. But it was good for us to get on the field. You know, just adding the other guys, I thought was cool just to be able to spend time and connect with them, include some of our bigger guys who, you know, when you do stuff like that, don't always get included. So it was good to have some of those guys down there.
I was asking Dan, how are you addressing the team as a leader of this team coming off what happened in Houston? And obviously you don't want to forget it, but you also don't want to let it linger and affect. I mean, we've seen teams react differently to situations like this in all sorts of sports. So what's your kind of been your message to the guys as somebody they look up to?
I think it's been real similar to the message Dan had yesterday for us. You know, we addressed it. We talked about it. And I felt like it was very clear that everybody was kind of focused on what's in front of us. And that's my message now is, you know, let's work as hard as we possibly can to be the best team that we can be when we get to September. And then let's take care of game one. And that's kind of where our head's at. You know, I think everybody hangs on to it in their own way, in their right way, to use it as motivation to go forward. But, you know, we got different guys in the building now. We're going to be a different team than we were last year, and our focus needs to be in front of us. And I really think, you know, that's been the case, you know, at the start of this week. We're 3 days in, and you know, our talk is about, all right, how are we going to do this better? How are we going to do that better? How are we going to be better this coming season? And that's where our focus is at. And, you know, I think that's where our focus should be at.
Let me ask you, though, Matt, has it been just for you personally, though, how long did you kind of hang on to that? How difficult was it to deal with?
I mean, you know, it sucks. I mean, there's no getting around it, right? But, you know, such is life. You have to move on. And, you know, in terms of hanging on to it, you hang on to it for a little bit, and you're in kind of your spot, whatever that is, your dark place or whatever, for a little bit. And then you realize life goes on, and you realize that we have a really good football team. We're young. We've got a lot to be optimistic about. And if anything, I think it makes you hungrier for it than ever. And so you hang on to it for a little bit, and then you kind of you store it in the right spot and you start to move forward. And it didn't take me too long. I feel like I've been in a pretty good place, you know, heading into this offseason. I really do think once you start to get back into your preparation, once you start your training, and you start looking at, I need to get better in this area, this area, and this area, how am I going to do it? I think that's, you know, the best medicine for any season. You start to work on what you think you can improve at.
I know you mentioned to me at golf that you were looking forward to getting to know Sark and starting to build that relationship. How's that going, and where are you already kind of picking up, or I guess kind of at the conversations?
Yeah, you know, it's been a really good first couple of days in terms of our meetings. I think, you know, Sark has done a great job of kind of getting to know everybody, setting an expectation for the players of what he wants from us. I think he's very clear about that. And I think guys have responded well to those first couple of days. We'll tweak a few things here and there, you know, but I think as far as, you know, the start that we've gotten off to, I think it's been very good.